Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkern. Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
And welcome back to the second episode. You guys made it to the second episode Woo-hoo! Of LSD.
And we made it to the second episode of LSD. It's a win-win situation.
Pat.
No, we're really happy to be back. And we love the feedback we've gotten. We're happy you guys like it. So we've got more for you. How exciting is that? In this episode, we're going to have two segments like we did on the first episode. As we grow, we will have three segments with love, sex, and dating. For now, we're going to combine the love and dating and then keep the sex part for the second half. And coming up on today's show, we've got
a couple of questions that we received. We are going to talk about things that people don't usually talk about, which is body hair, for example. I know that a lot of people would want to know a little more because, hey, come on, everybody thinks about it. Some people talk about it, but it's not talked about openly, and I'm sure you'd have your own opinions about this as well. And
we're going to address the issues of integration, of how your best friends and your paramour and your crush need to come together in your life in the ideal situation, or not. You know, we're just giving you our gyan. We can try to help you solve it, but weigh in. Come on, listen to us.
I think you might need to solve that for me because you left me confused. Integration of what?
All right, stick around. And after this little break, we will address exactly that.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
So welcome back after this lovely break, and I actually want to pick Rogue's brain about this integration bit, so let's have it.
Stop.
Love.
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 And.
Desperados.
Okay, so the question's actually fairly simple. Somebody wrote in and said that she would like to know, when is a good point, in our opinion, for her to introduce her new boyfriend to her click of best friends.
Okay.
So there we have it. I think this is a complicated situation.
Yes, it sounds simple, but actually
it is complicated.
So it is complicated because you never know what may happen. Firstly, it's no secret that when you ask a guy that and your intention is for him to meet your friend, it clearly indicates that you are taking whatever it is right now to the next level.
Yeah.
And yeah, so a guy could react in two ways. Only two ways. One, he would say, yeah, sure, I want to meet your friends. And the other one is, and he'd cook up some excuse,
yeah,
which would either mean two things again, which is one, he's not interested in taking this to the next level, or he genuinely a little intimidated or just not ready to do that, but he would.
Okay, so do you think this is something that you can talk through together and like figure out? I think that's feasible.
Absolutely. It is something you can talk about, and I think it's healthier to bring it out in the open.
Yeah. So I have to say there's one other point that you missed, and maybe because you're a boy and I'm a girl, and you can judge me all you want for this, but I suspect that some of our female listeners might find some resonance here, and that is the slight insecurity. So a lot of girls have friends who are also girls, some of whom are single sometimes. And when you bring your boyfriend over to meet your best friends, I think there is a little insecurity that you can't suppress. And you end up thinking, what if he likes her more than he likes me? Even though, you know, your best friend would never, hopefully, your best friend would never betray you and start dating some guy that you're interested in, because most women have this sort of, you know, a rule, a code of conduct.
Right.
But I've had it broken. And I'm sure other, yeah, absolutely. She's not my friend anymore, obviously.
Of course.
I think there's just a little voice inside your head that niggles and says, I don't know. But maybe, you know, this is obviously if you have that other friend. So it can also complicate the situation slightly.
You're right. And I've never thought about it that way. But it is a point of concern. Well, if she's your really, really, really best friend, then she would make sure that she either blackens one tooth or she looks horrendous, so that there's absolutely no chance that he's gonna like her.
So in the mature relationships I've got, all the friends are really supportive, and they're clearly there as like to meet, you know, my or this girl's boyfriend, and it's clear,
absolutely.
Right? But it has happened in the history of womankind that some...
Well, it was pretty clearly indicative that this guy wasn't the right guy for you anyways.
Neither of them was worth it, clearly.
Neither your friend or the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I believe your question was like, when is it the right time? I think that just depends on where the two people are. But technically, if you want to get like specific, I would say like 4 dates is good enough to know and introduce your significant other or the person that you're dating to your friend. I think 4 dates is enough.
Okay. That's an arbitrary sort of number. I would say go with your gut. And if you're contemplating it, it's probably time. Just have an honest chat with him and then gauge his reactions, because his reactions are going to tell you a lot more about the relationship. And you need to know it. You need to know where he stands. So clearly you're putting yourself out there and being vulnerable and saying, you know, let's go hang out with my friends, either whatever you're doing in a group activity or like a quiet dinner. But his reaction is going to then tell you if he reciprocates your excitement and your desire to make this slightly more public, inclusive, integrating your private life with the rest of your social life. And then you know whether he's worth it.
Yeah, so ladies, like I just said, 4 dates is enough
okay,
to know.
That's metric.
That's right. Broken down to the science.
Take your time is what I'm saying, but have the conversation and see where it goes. All right, we're going to take a quick little break, and then we're going to be back with the sex part of the LSD cast.
How exciting. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Find the LSD cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back, and now we're going to talk about a slightly hairy topic, something that's kind of touchy sometimes, in fact, literally.
Well put. So witty, my sisters.
Go ahead with the question, my dear.
Sex.
Sex?
Sex.
Sex.
So I received an email from some Indian guy in America who had an observation, you know, that he goes out to all these bars and he meets these girls, and he's found this very surprising that most of the women here, they don't wax their arms. And sometimes he finds that women have like, you know, hair on their face, a little mustache, a little fuzz on their upper lip, maybe a unibrow.
Mustache. Unibrow, women, come on. We're talking about men here, aren't we?
His question was that if he found himself in a relationship with somebody who was hairier than he was.
Oh, come on.
How? Okay, maybe not that hairy, but who just had a lot of hair on her arms, and it would just be very off-putting for him. How would he address that to her without hurting her feelings? Well, I feel like as far as the men in America are concerned, I don't think they really care.
But clearly
that
they
much.
Don't. And I think we should send this dude, this Indian dude, to live in like south of Italy or somewhere where the women don't even touch their armpit hair and they can braid it if they want to. Sexist comments, my goodness.
Wow, really? Italian women?
I think French women too. And they don't pluck their eyebrows. At least they used to not. In fact, Germans never ever used to do anything with their armpit hair until very, very recently.
Like, yeah, they just recently started bathing.
Oh, shut up.
It was usually just once a week. The Germans.
It has nothing to do with cleanliness. I mean, I think this is all societal pressure. It's not like you need to be hygienic by waxing your legs. It does nothing. In fact, it decreases your resistance to all kinds of detritus on your skin.
Look, I don't know how you women do it, but I am so grateful Let me just put it out there. We men are very grateful that you women go through this, because look at what we get back. We get these smooth legs, this amazing texture.
I can't believe you turned it around. Acting grateful for it before I could launch into a tirade about how sexist you men are. This is ludicrous. So, no, you can't get away with that.
There's a reason why you go through so much pain. I mean, this whole concept of going
because
through
we're
this
judged
bikini
if we don't.
Wax is just beyond me. But again,
have you ever been waxed?
I actually have. It was a very sad day in my life. I had this one. I want to just quickly talk about this. I was in a relationship with this crazy girl. I mean, that's why it was so short-lived. And this was the reason why I bolted was because.
Uh-huh.
She convinced me that she would wax my armpit.
Why would she want to wax your armpits?
Exactly.
What's wrong with your armpits?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I was at her place and she heated the wax, and before I know it, she pinned me down on the bed and she's like, relax, it's going to be fine, just relax. And she put this hot wax on my armpit and she yanked the hair off. And the look on my face, she just ran away from the room because I was about to literally explode.
And I think about how women have to go through this. I don't know why they put themselves through it, but we do. I don't wax. The last time I waxed was...
Listen, men are babies when it comes to pain. I mean, that's why you're the ones who can have babies. We cannot physically.
Because you are babies? That's bullshit. I'm sorry. No, it's just something that is sort of drilled into us by society that we have to be like hairless, and otherwise we're, I don't know, apes or chimpanzees. But it's painful, and women do this. So then for 15 days, they can't wear, like, they have to wear some Archimedes and full sleeve shirts and pants. And then for 15 days, while their hair is just freshly waxed, they can wear their shorts and sleeveless t-shirts. It's ludicrous. I started shaving in like school, even though people were like, it's going to go green. You'll get rust stains on your skin. Some nonsense like that.
Oh my God.
But yeah, no, I can't do the waxing thing. But sometimes I have to say that it would be so much more freeing if we didn't have to do that. I am not one of those people who's like, oh wow, I can't wait to have the silky soft skin. I think of it as a chore. And
right.
I also can see that it's just pandering to somebody else's idea of what I should look like. I have been with people who didn't care, and it was really liberating and nice.
So I'll be honest, I think it just depends on the guy and of course the girl, if he has such a huge preference. You know, people do that when they're dating, when they're in love, they bend backwards to a certain extent, and maybe if the guy who asked us the question, if he met somebody and she did have this issue with the hair but she waxed it for him, I don't think that's a bad thing.
You know, I feel like he's so superficial that he's never going to allow himself. I mean, remember, what's her name? Denise Richards. She was in this Hindi movie with, somebody.
Akshay Kumar. Yeah.
And she had a little facial fuzz going on, a little blonde glint in the sun up on her upper lip.
But you see, in India, that would still be exotic.
Oh my God, people were going crazy here, like totally lambasting her. And she clearly, I mean, she's super successful. She doesn't think it's an issue. Nobody else thought it was an issue, but Indian men and women were just falling over themselves about it. So, so hypocritical. Anyway, and judgmental. But yeah, is he going to ever let himself like somebody with that kind of facial hair? I doubt it. He's going to cheat himself out of a meaningful relationship because he judged her superficially. What do you have to say to that?
I think I should put him on the phone with you. That should solve
the next best thing.
That should solve all the problems.
No, he can listen to the podcast just like everybody else and feel ashamed of himself for being so.
So, in a nutshell, because we do want to wrap this up, I think that he should have a conversation with the girl that he likes. And I think they should talk about it and reach a common consensus.
Well, fair enough. If she likes him back, which I find hard to believe because he's so superficial, then maybe she's open to it. And she would then take into account that he wants her to be fuzz-free.
And I have a very strong feeling that she might give in. And I would end at that.
All right, fine. So we'll be right back after this tiny little break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, This is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
And it's time to bid you adieu until the next episode of the LSD Cast.
And we say that with a very heavy heart, but we look forward to you coming back and listening to us because we have some very exciting questions that we'll be addressing.
Such as?
Well, one of them is my favorite topics. It's about threesomes.
That's your favorite topic? Okay. And we're going to discuss
do's and don'ts in relationships, turn-ons, turn-offs, and many, many, many other questions.
All right. So send us your questions and we will get to them as well. The email address is lsdcast@sonolock.com and we're on Twitter as lsdcast as well.
So let me just repeat our email address. That's lsdcast, that's C-A-S-T, at sonolog, sonolog.com. And we look forward to hearing from you, any feedback, any comments, concerns, and we will be back next week.
So until next time, this is Prem and Rogue saying bye.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating with your hosts, Prem and Rogue.
A Sonolog production.